One in four Americans say they're not going to be returning to the gym.
How can you?
Yeah, you know, it's weird because so the rest of us that do work out, Anthony, I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's called a gym and we usually like to go.
Okay.
Right now, if you decide you want to build a home gym, you can't even get that equipment. Like if you want to get a home treadmill or a home bike of some kind, or even like those kettlebells, they're completely sold out. All this stuff completely sold out. You can't even get it.
So if you want to work out, you're going to have to go to a gym.
No, you're going to have to either wait for home equipment to be available again or just start running outside, I guess. But, you know, different gyms have different things that they're doing. I don't know if you saw this one yoga center. I think it's in like Australia or something. It's these big giant domes and you do your yoga in this dome separate from all these other people in their domes. It looks like these little pods. It looks like a bunch of aliens landed.
If you're going to do that, why don't you just do it at home?
Well, that's what I was asking. I'm like, why? So why are you even there? But I guess because there is an instructor. So if you're home, I don't know. There's like there's so many apps. You know what I mean? Just find a yoga app and do it in your living room.
Or you know what you could do? You could do push-ups at home. You could lift the dog, put the dog down. Lift the dog, put the dog down. You could do things like that. You don't have to go to the gym. When I went to the gym, it drove me insane a year ago that all the disease and people that do not wipe down the machines. How are you going to keep a gym clean? You can't.
That's the thing. I mean, there is one gym in New York City that they were posting about it because, you know, they want people to come. They completely re-renovated the entire place where they took the whole gym apart and they made it into little tiny pods. So each little pod has weights. It's like a little, it's like little mini home gyms is what they are. And they're separated by these big walls and you walk in and like the room is all yours and it's, you know, you make an appointment and you show up and that's your gym time. And when you're done, they come in and they completely clean it. And then the next person comes in.
There's no way they can make money though. That's the bad thing. When you have a gym now that makes money, you walk in, there's 60 people in there. There's no way you can clean those machines. And you can't tell me whatever is in that bottle that you spray on the machine is killing COVID.
No, there's no way. I mean, and the thing, for me, I go and I take classes. So what am I going to do? Like suddenly start lifting weights? No, I'm not going to start lifting weights.
Yeah. And when you sweat and you grab and you go on that machine that somebody was just on and it's wet. I don't know how people do it. I mean, I know they are running commercials now for gyms, a dollar down, $10 a month or whatever it is.
Really? Gym's open in, well, there's no gyms open in New York. That's phase four. And they don't even have a date for that.
There are gyms down here that have whirlpools and pools. You know, so you're going to go work out. You're going to get sweaty. Then you're going to jump in the pool. Condemn the place now.
Right. Yeah. The gyms are already swimming around in there.
Right. And in the sauna, there's germs anyway. Super germs live there.
But that's
there.
What I'm telling you. So people are aware of this. So as a result, all the home gym equipment is completely sold out. In fact, here in New York City, you can't even get a bicycle.
Oh, really?
Like if you, like you want to just go biking?
You can't do the Peloton? You can't buy one?
No, the Pelotons are long gone. There is actually, there's a wait for Peloton that's like a year long now. So you can't even get a Peloton. And there are those city bikes around, but, you know, it's like someone just used the bike. So, but if you want your own bicycle, you can't even get your own bicycle. They're completely sold out everywhere.
Even bikes are sold out.
Even bikes are sold out.
Oh, wow. Nobody was buying a bike before this. Now everybody wants a bike.
I know. When we were on Long Island, I had my bike. Everybody made fun of me. They're like, oh, here comes the girl on her bicycle. What's the matter? You don't have a car?
Yeah, who's stupid now, huh?
I know. You laughing at me now? You laughing now?
No, best $200 I ever spent.